Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Talking about the Fergie debacle, the NBA All-Star Game, she sang the national anthem on Sunday night. And it was so, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'll tell you what, I will play a piece of it here just so that you know what everybody else is talking about, because she has really been raked over the coals for her national anthem performance. This was Fergie, you know, formerly of the Black Eyed Peas, singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
That starts off not too bad, kind of torch songy, you know.
What's so proudly waiting?
Sort of slinky, you know.
At the twilight's last gleam.
You can see the reactions of players and all looking around like, what's going on?
And bright stars through the perilous fight.
Now, see, so far, I like it. It's not bad.
Huh? The rivers we watched were so gallantly streaming.
All right, now it changes. I am playing the whole thing. I don't know.
That a flag was still there.
Oh, there we go. That's
it. Just that star spangled banner hurrying
away. The reaction and look of people around her is just priceless. The way she...
For the
laughing, and oh my god.
And the home of the brave.
I gotta tell you, I might be alone in this. I didn't think that was a terrible job of the national. I mean, it was, yeah, it was different. It was certainly not your traditional national anthem performance, which, you know, arguably is probably one of the hardest songs in the world to sing. She added a couple of notes there that I probably wouldn't, but, you know, I mean, you're getting somebody who's, you know, on the one hand, you get criticisms of people singing national anthem. Oh, they ought to mix it up a little bit. It's the same song over and over. And then as soon as somebody does like that and adds a few different little twists to it, she gets raked over the coals. But the Twitter sphere and social media in general has just been brutal to Fergie. So, it wasn't my favorite rendition ever of the national anthem. But, I mean, I don't think it was as bad as everybody's making it out to be. Like I said, she kind of turned it almost more into a slinky nightclub torch song rendition of the national anthem. Mariah Carey weighed in, somebody who has her own experience with songs having gone bad, and she says, "Darling, nobody needs to listen to that." Talking about the criticism, she says, "Don't worry about the criticism." And Roseanne weighed in too, saying she thought hers was better, which of course, the intentional one that she did in 1990 was just entirely horrible. So that's my take on it. I thought she did an okay job. Not a bad job at all. Certainly not as bad as they're making it out to be. You got an opinion? I'd love to know what you think if you want to weigh in this morning.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.